Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, these demonstrations continue to spread, and they even spread as far as USC in Los Angeles, California. Watching the video from that earlier this afternoon is really disturbing again, folks. Mike Johnson goes to Columbia, tries to make a speech, and gets booed there. Meanwhile, Karine Jean-Pierre can't really give us an idea of the president's personal reaction to all the anti-Semitic rhetoric that's going on. And Jonathan Turley is wondering, how is it possible that this whole thing is a crime for President Trump? Folks, this is the Thursday edition. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course. And we have so much to talk about, so much to tell you about. I don't even know where to begin. That's not the rarest thing on this program, but certainly, folks, we continue to see all these different things happening, converging all at once. And I think a lot of people are wondering, what's the next shoe to drop? Well, that might be revealed in something that FBI Director Christopher Wray talked about. Again, warning the United States, essentially, that there could be some kind of an action, some kind of what is being termed a coordinated attack. So now I'm not here to scare you. I'm not here to gin up any kind of unrest or uncertainty. But we got to call it like it is, my friends. That's what we do on this show. That's one of the reasons why we are on the air. But we're glad that you're there this morning. We're glad to be here. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be on the program this morning. 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, and you can do that anytime during the program, or if you have a question for one of our guests, so we're always happy to hear from you. Just heard from Richard the Marine, by the way. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. 49 degrees and cloudy. Hey, no protesting in Florence. All is quiet. Well, that's good to hear. He says, have a great evening. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, thank you, Richard. Yes, I hope that wherever our listeners are this morning or tonight, however, whatever time zone you might be in, I hope that it all is quiet. It's good to know that on Richard's vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, that appears to be the case. It's been relatively quiet here in my neck of the woods, but certainly in different college campuses across the country, including USC, as we just mentioned, University of Michigan, and certainly Columbia and other colleges in that area. This is not looking good, folks. Somebody told me earlier today, well, maybe they'll all start to get tired of it in a few days and kind of go home. I certainly hope so. But the kind of rhetoric that we're hearing, the kind of anti-Semitism that is on display is very disturbing indeed. We also got another direct message earlier today, this from John, listening on 710 KNUS. He says, hi, Kyle. USC, University of Spoiled Children. That's right. I think those might be the new initials, or what those initials will now stand for, John. I think you're exactly right. University of Spoiled Children. It's getting to be, and I don't want to, because I do think it's very serious, the things that we're seeing happening on these campuses. But for the life of me, my friends, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, I really don't. But for the life of me, my friends, I can't imagine why they would be protesting in the manner that they are and saying the things that they're saying. Because nowhere in these protests do we hear anything again? And I know, as I said, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it's almost hard not to, because you wonder why they're not anti-Hamas, why they're not anti-terrorists. And some might say, well, Kyle, well, yeah, of course they're not. They're not pro-Hamas. They're not. You hear people chanting from the river to the sea. You hear people chanting things like death to America. This sounds pretty much like they're more in line with the terrorist ilk than they are with saying, well, we're trying to prevent genocide, which again is the major justification for the whole thing. But how do you prevent war? How do you prevent needless killing and needless violence? How do you make it stop? Well, you have to use overwhelming force. You have to drive Hamas to the point. And by the way, Chuck Schumer made a statement earlier where he said he had four different things he wanted in all of this. Radically reduce Hamas. You know, really, what does radically mean? And how much of a Hamas reduction are you going to brook here before you say, okay, well, you've done enough? Maybe he thinks it's already gotten to that point, because he was the one that got the ball rolling, saying that Netanyahu needed to go, that the Netanyahu government needed to be replaced. Toot sweet, right? They had to be right now. And radically reducing Hamas. I don't know. Senator Schumer, could we radically reduce not the Nazis, right? Could we radically reduce the other terrible groups in history that we're setting upon other groups? Can we radically reduce it? Can we radically reduce evil? I suppose, theoretically, you can go that direction, right? But the idea is, at least in this case, I think you have to eradicate Hamas. And I understand, you're not going to be able to 100% eradicate Hamas per se. It's like 100% eradicating the notion that terrorists have. But I think we need to be united on that and continue the fight until Hamas is, well, more than radically reduced. That's my estimation. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We are starting up this Thursday edition. We've got a lot more to go. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So I was watching the video from USC earlier when it was live, and they were watching this sort of core group of protesters who had locked arms and they were getting ready to move in. They had their twisty tie cuffs and so forth, and they were ready to do that. And something occurred to me, and you know, you got a lot of these protesters, and sometimes I wonder, are they aware of the way things are under Hamas? I'm just wondering. And again, you know, I'm not trying to be too facetious here, but I'm wondering if they understand how things work in that kind of a system. I wonder if they understand that when they talk about we're Hamas and they're anti-Israel and all this stuff, that they really kind of are proposing or being proponents of a system that would be so dark and so bleak that, you know, and suddenly, well, you know, it would be better than what's happening right now and so forth. And maybe I just wonder sometimes if they don't understand how lucky they are to be in a country like this. I wonder if they disagreed with Hamas and they were living in Gaza and they decided to go out and demonstrate and shut down some other facility and so forth. I wonder sometimes if they really have a handle on what's going on in different parts of the world. And, you know, I think it was John Kennedy once who had said, you know, someone had seen war and they tried to stop it, this kind of thing. He was kind of given a recitation about the idea of, you know, trying to do good. And certainly that is a great quality in a human being, is to see war and want to stop it. but I don't I think that they just don't have the notion. Or, I mean, what's the alternative? The alternative can be that they're just sort of in league with this. And I would never want that to really be the truth. But I wish that they would listen to the truth. I wish that they would understand that the members of Hamas, while getting rich, put themselves behind the women and the children and babies, and they ensconced themselves in a community where they know if Israel does go after them, that there will be collateral damage. And that, my friends, is evil. So, at any rate, no matter what, they're still saying the most heinous things. They're still going after the Jews in many cases, and it is abominable, isn't it? Folks, welcome to the program. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, if you'd like to opine. We do have a very interesting audio clip, and this is Speaker Mike Johnson from earlier on Wednesday at Columbia University. And let's listen into some of the things that he had to say. You'll also hear the crowd in the background not too happy with the things that he's saying. But the things that he's saying need to be said. Let's listen in.
And we're here today at one of America's preeminent academic institutions on a very important day and a very important time. Throughout history, Columbia students have contributed to the great storybook of America's life and thought. Visionary American leaders like Alexander Hamilton and John Jay and the Jewish leader Gershom Sheshis knew the self-evident truth that was at the heart of this country, at the heart of this university, and that is that we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. They should not be infringed. The founders and the great leaders who had come through this institution in the past believed in religious liberty. They believed in democracy. They believed in morality and virtue and the dignity of every human person. They believed in the free exchange of ideas, and they detested mob rule. We are standing here right now on the steps of the Lowe Library. In this very building right behind us, Columbia University once awarded Winston Churchill an honorary degree, and it was Churchill who said, "It is manifestly right that Jews should have a national home where they may be reunited." We believe in that principle. And today I'm here to proclaim to all those who gnash their teeth and demand to wipe the state of Israel off the map and attack our innocent Jewish students, this simple truth. Neither Israel nor these Jewish students on this campus will ever stand alone.
All right, so there you've got Speaker Mike Johnson. And, you know, what he's talking about, and you can sort of hear the wailings in the background, and that's exactly what it sounds like to me. It's like, okay, we hold these truths to be self-evident. It's a big problem, right? And it's a really sad thing. Now, I know that there are agitators, and I know that there are those there who are, you know, trying to cash in on some kind of cool thing that's what they think it is. And they can say, here I am, look at me. But at the same time, when you have somebody like Speaker Johnson, and he's talking sense, and he's talking reason, and he's also giving an historic backdrop of what Yale University had been about in not the too distant past, really, and where some of these students are today, it's very sad. It's very sad. He goes on to run down about many of the terrible things that have been being done to Jewish students, attacks and other kinds of things that had happened. In different areas, of course, or different places, but collectively, again, very disturbing. So it's very unfortunate, of course, that we seem to be fast leaving behind us the idea of reason, the idea of getting together and being able to have a real meeting of the minds. Even if you end up disagreeing at the end, It's the wailing and the yelling and the mob rule that he mentioned, which is way, way, way far beyond the pale in my estimation. Well, of course, we're going to continue talking about these things as we go through the program this morning, folks. I did mention something else in the intro, though. This is from Breitbart. FBI Director Christopher Wray admitted that officials are concerned about the potential for, get this, some kind of coordinated terrorist attack in the U.S., possibly reminiscent of the March terrorist attack at the Moscow Concert Hall at the hands of ISIS-K. Now, of course, this is something he's been talking about in general for a while now, but I always keep bringing it out here on the program because I do think it's entirely relevant. It's entirely relevant because when you see the unrest that is being fomented on these campuses, that's where it starts. That's where it's starting, basically. All this that is being fomented on these campuses, well, eventually it's going to spill out. Or you're going to have other bad actors who are going to want to take advantage of the situation. And President Trump, I think it was yesterday, we didn't have the quote on the show, but I seem to recall him saying about these things, well, it's all on Biden and so forth. But to some degree, it really, really is. Because, you know, the very attitude that is coming out of the White House, and we'll hear Karine Jean-Pierre here in just a little bit as well, the attitude is like they continue to walk on eggshells about this whole thing, not just about the protests, but about the idea of Israel going after Hamas to begin with. Well, Kyle, they shot down the drones and the missiles, and the U.S. Military was involved in that. Well, that's right. That's exactly right. But it's the mixed signals that I think embolden terrorists, embolden protesters, who may not, and all we hear about as well is the peaceful protesting. And if I hear it's mostly peaceful, you know, one more time, you know, it's like that just makes it okay. It's all fine now, you know. And that's really, you know, unfortunate. But what Christopher Wray is talking about, this again back to the article, in an interview with NBC News, Wray warned that the threat of terrorism following the Hamas massacre in Israel on October 7th is as high as it's been in some time, especially for lone actors or small groups radicalized at home by the war, according to the outlet. But now fears have been elevated, particularly following ISIS-K's March 22nd attack at the Crocus City Hall. So, again, this is something that I think we need to be concerned about because it seems to sort of gather together when you have these kinds of circumstances. So, again, and the FBI has got to be able to do its job here. I think at the top you got some real problems, but the rank and file, we just have to give them all the support we can because they're the ones who can maybe get a handle on this before something terrible happens. All right, stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court will hear arguments Thursday on Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity against charges related to overturning the 2020 election. The outcome could decide whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith. TikTok announced plans to take legal action to prevent new U.S. legislation that might result in its ban.
Rest assured, We aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again.
CEO Hsiao Chu described the bill's passage as obviously disappointing but not defining. A new rule from the Biden administration will soon make millions of salaried workers in the U.S. eligible for overtime pay. Announced Tuesday by the Department of Labor, the rule changes the threshold for salary employees to qualify for overtime. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
That's important for them, Father. I'm exporting their products.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right. I like that one, too. I don't know what kind of products we're exporting. I know we export products, but for the life of me, I don't know what Joe Biden meant. I honestly don't know what he were exporting. What kind of products? I'm not exactly sure. All right. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And it is a great Thursday here on the show. And it's still got a lot to go, by the way. We've got Jimmy T. Smith, by the way, coming up in hour number four at the bottom of the hour. That's in the 5 o'clock hour. So about 5:30 a.m. Eastern time, we've got Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America this morning. So we hope that you can stick around and hear Jimmy. It's always a great conversation about what's going on, especially with our vets. And this morning's topic is really going to strike a nerve, I think. So you definitely want to stick around for that. Also, of course, we'll be talking with Denise Simon in hour number three. And then also, of course, in hour number three, we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So it is going to be chock full, as always, my friends. And we're glad that you're there. Don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can also find out about the podcast over there, and you can subscribe or you can download it. You can listen to the program if you're not able to catch it that day or that morning, as it were. So we encourage you to do that. It's always right there. KyleWarrenShow.com. We've also got our live streams that are over there as well. So, of course, you can take your pick. And then also I want to say a great good morning to everybody finding us on TalkStream Live. I think that's really cool. We've been mentioning TalkStream Live here over the last a couple of weeks or so, but it's great to have folks that are finding us there on TalkStream Live. So much, much appreciated. And so, again, also, you can always send us a direct message, kyle@kylewarrenshow.com. Just click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Well, maybe somebody who wanted to be off and running because they got a question about Joe Biden and the anti-Semitic protests on campuses, Karine Jean-Pierre, right? The star of the show at the White House press briefing room. She had this to say about Biden's personal reaction, or maybe the lack of a description of a personal reaction to what happened. But let's listen into Karine Jean-Pierre.
What's the president's personal reaction to what he's seeing playing out on these college campuses? What would be his message to those who are peacefully protesting, those who feel targeted on all sides of the
country? No, I hear your question. I think the president's been very clear. He put out a statement in his Passover statement. He talked about we can't be silent here. Silent is complicit, and we can't allow that. We believe in the First Amendment. Stop right there.
I just have to stop it right there, only because when I heard this quote earlier when we were previewing stuff for the show, my immediate reaction, my personal reaction to Karine Jean-Pierre saying what she said was this, when she says, we can't be silent, silence is complicit, and I'm thinking, in her brain, there must have been the little alarm that went off that said, you just said we can't be silent, so now say the cliche. It's like, and this maybe overrode everything else that she was, because she had to catch herself almost, well, we can't be silent. Silence is complicit. Really, complicity, I think, really. But you've got to get those buzz phrases in there. You got to get those cliched phrases in there. And that always irks me. Right? I'm irked because when somebody does stuff like that, it just shows me that they don't have a lot more to offer on this, and it's like a fallback. It becomes like a crutch, to say some kind of cliched phrase when you're really trying to talk about something that should be, either just, very serious or forthcoming or relevant and so forth. So that's just a pet peeve of mine. It irks me. I'm irked. Okay, so let's listen in. Let's back that up actually just a tiny bit, then we'll keep going.
Allow that. We believe in First Amendment rights, right? We believe in people being able to express themselves in a peaceful manner. But when we're talking about hateful rhetoric, when we're talking about violence, we have to call that out. We have to call that. And we've been consistent here throughout this administration. The president has been consistent about it, obviously, since 2017, but even before that, when he saw what happened in Charlottesville.
Okay, stop right there. So now what you also have to do is what you also try to do here is you're walking on eggshells, right? You're walking on eggshells, and then you kind of generally call out or say, well, we're calling out violent or hateful rhetoric, kind of generally speaking, not really specifically, but then you have to shift it to something else, and you want to go to Shanksville or to Charlottesville. You want to go to Charlottesville and bring that up because now that kind of changes the whole tenor, and it takes you off the hook a little bit, right? Maybe a lot in your thoughts, and it takes you off the hook because now we got to direct this back at Trump. And, right after her boss actually did pretty much being accused of being, doing what they've accused Trump of doing. And when he said, yeah, I condemn the anti-Semitic protests, but I also condemn those that don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians because, hey, we just don't get it and so forth. But he's got to like balance it all out. It seems to me that in the history of planet Earth, and certainly in the history, not even in the ancient times, right, when Jews also were persecuted, but even in the modern times, when we see what's happened with Nazi Germany, with what happened in the 30s and 40s, and now we have to sort of balance out, if there's hateful anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish rhetoric and actions. You just got to balance that out, right? Because, you know, I guess, you know, is this the joke is going around. I guess there are fine people on both sides. So let's listen in again to Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Happened in Charlottesville. We have to call out hateful, violent rhetoric. But, you know, we want to make sure that people have the opportunity to peacefully protest. Peacefully protest.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. I she's trying not to make the protesters mad. I'm pretty sure. Okay. I know, folks. I just did a Joe Biden right there. I started whispering. I whispered into the microphone. And but no, I'm not going nutty like Joe Biden appears to be doing. And I don't say that, you know, try to be super funny. I just really think that they don't know what to do with this kind of stuff. They just don't get it. They are so terrified of looking like they are going to squelch the protests, the anti-Israel protests. And, you know, as a general thing, yeah, you know, people have the right to protest in this country. That's really true. But you don't, but the right to protest doesn't equal, you know, well, you know, and that's okay. You know, I'm not going to really come out against what they're protesting about. You know, I'm going to give some kind of lip service to it, but I'm really not going to go all the way and really condemn what they're doing. Because why? Because almost for the exact same reason why we don't want to, or rather we at the White House, I'm talking about, at the White House, and in the Biden administration and in the Biden campaign, this is the same reason why we want to just, you know, cut out their student loans. You know, we just want to make sure their student loans go away so that they will vote for us. We want to make sure that we, you know, are cool, that we're hip, that they're going to say, yeah, they get us. They really, really do. And then, of course, by your actions, by your own rhetoric against Israel, you had the majority leader in the Senate come out against Israel. Now you've got, well, he'll say, well, I'm for Israel, but I'm against Netanyahu. Well, in the time of war, isn't that kind of the same kind of thing? Isn't that the same kind of thing in the terms of the results of it? Maybe that's stuff that you want to do, I don't know, behind closed doors. But again, why even come out and do that? It's because they're terrified of the voting that could occur as a result of that. Or not just necessarily people, well, I'll just go vote for Donald Trump, but they would maybe stay home or they're not going to support the Democrats. Then you get Nancy Pelosi, you know, Netanyahu. He doesn't even, I don't know if he's against peace, he's afraid of peace, he hates peace, whatever. And this becomes a concerted effort. And all that does is add fuel to the fire for these anti-Israel protesters. In other words, Biden administration, take a stand. But they're not going to do it. So don't hold your breath, everybody. But we're going to come right back right after this. Stay right there.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases, and that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon?
We choose truth over facts.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yeah, I think does that fall in that category? Well, Sheila Jackson Lee said it. Must be true. Regardless of the facts, I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. See, I'm learning. You know, I really am. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. It is, of course, the Thursday edition of the show. We're glad that you're there. Glad to be with you, of course. And we have an awful lot more to tell you about as we move through this segment. We'll take a look at the national weather here in just a moment. We've also got a great Throwback Thursday request. But first, I do want to tell you about this new poll. New poll shows Biden's 2024 lead vanishing with Trump on trial. Because remember, the whole point of getting Trump on trial is to you know, beat him down some more and make sure that people don't want to vote for him and create this horrible news cycle. Even Gavin Newsom the other day was saying, well, maybe we're, you know, hitting it a little too hard here. I'm just paraphrasing him, right? Maybe we're hitting it a little too hard because, you know, it might give him an electoral advantage. He actually did use the words electoral advantage, if I recall correctly. And, you know, so it can backfire. So is it backfiring? Well, this from Fox News. A new Quinnipiac University poll released Wednesday shows President Biden's slight lead over former President Trump vanishing despite Trump's ongoing criminal trial in New York City. Trump's trial related to the 34 counts of falsifying business records he's charged with began last week with jury selection and moved into opening statements this week. Trump has pleaded not guilty to all charges. The poll also found that the presidential race to be in a dead heat with Biden and Trump tied at 46%. The two remain tied at 37% with the inclusion of independent presidential candidates Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at 16% and Dr. Cornel West pulling in, my friends, a 3% result in this, and the Green Party's Jill Stein at 3%. So, yeah. I don't know. What's going to be more entertaining? I think Colonel West is probably much more entertaining, but a little more scary and a little more, you know, his ideas are just so far out there that it's a little concerning sometimes, right? Those numbers mark a significant closing of the gap for Trump, who trailed Biden 48%, 45% in Quinnipiac's March poll. However, with the inclusion of Kennedy, West, and Stein, that sounds kind of like a weird kind of law firm, right? Kennedy, West, and Stein, right? Kennedy, West, and Stein against Trump held a one-point lead over Biden, 39% to 38%. Biden's job approval remained dismally low at 35% support, down from 37% in March, while 61% said they disapprove of his performance, up from 59%. Regarding the charges Trump faces in his ongoing New York trial, a plurality of 46% say they believe the former president did something illegal, while 45% said he didn't. However, 27% believe he did something unethical but not illegal, and 18% believe he did nothing wrong. So that's also pretty significant. All right, let's take a quick look at what's going on out there in terms of our national weather this morning from the National Weather Service. And by the way, yesterday I know that we were talking about the idea that there was some, you know, weather might stay a little benign for a couple of days in most areas. But this from the National Weather Service, unsettled weather and severe thunderstorm chances will continue to expand across much of the central United States over the next several days. Active fire weather pattern to emerge over southern high plains on Thursday, and an active, above average temperatures shift from the Great Basin to the plains, while the west and east remain cool through the end of the week. So once again, folks, always pay attention to your local weather, especially if you might be getting into some kind of a severe weather situation, and we'll do our best to try to keep you apprised of the big picture here on the program. Well, of course, it is Throwback Thursday, and got a nice message from Driver Ron regarding Throwback Thursday. Appreciate that very much. And he says, got a couple of requests that are throwbacks into the 60s. So that's kind of cool. And by the way, again, you know, it really means a lot to me, especially when we've been talking about what happened with Driver Ron's wife. She's doing very well, we understand, after the car accident. And then also, of course, across the other side of the country with Lucy in Sarasota. And we hope that she's doing better. And we sent out some really good thoughts and prayers yesterday on the program, played a special song, Landslide, which I know is very special to her. And hopefully we're still having a good impact on that. And that really does mean a lot to me, my friends. It really, really does. The idea of how we're building a great overnight community. It's not just about news, weather, and sports. It is about all of us and how all these things are affecting us and the analysis and what it all means. And that, to me, I think is really, really important. All right, so here we go. So Driver Ron had a great request for us, and this goes back to 1967. It's Tommy James and the Shondells, if I can pronounce that three times fast, and it's a little song that you're going to be familiar with, even if this is kind of before your time, because somebody else came out and covered it in the 80s by the name of Tiffany, but this is the original version of I Think We're Alone Now. Let's check it out.
Stay.
Shondells by special request in a throwback Thursday mode, everybody, all the way back to 1967. And that's kind of a cool record, you know, in and of itself. It certainly is one of the, it's very evocative of that time period, obviously. And especially with, you know, the distortion that you hear in there, that was a kind of a cool addition. Gave it just a little bit of zest, right? So it's not so clean in that regard. So I think they kind of got it right. And, of course, later on, Tiffany came along and she made it a big hit by singing in shopping malls. As I recall, that Tiffany video was shot in several, at least a couple of different shopping malls, from what I could tell. And, yeah, she was kind of a sensation. And kind of right around the same time as, like, Debbie Gibson. So whole kind of genre there. All right, so folks, we're going to climb up to the top of the hour here in just a moment, and we're going to hear the top of the hour news. And when we come back, we'll talk more about these campus protests. We're also going to talk about how Israel is now poised to go into Rafah, we understand. Then also, of course, you've got all these protests on these campuses, as I talked about. So what does that mean in terms of, you know, how our policy, I mean, is this really going to affect public policy? I hate to say, to some degree, yes, because the Biden administration is much more in line with what they're doing than the idea of standing steadfast with Israel to do maybe more than radically reduce Hamas, like Chuck Schumer's talking about. So that's a concerning factor. Stay right there, everybody. Top of the hour news is next. Then we are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.